Blog Talk Radio.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you would like here at 855-453 Live, Saturday edition as we launch into the third hour with you here.
You gotta make sure your buttons are pushed, buddy.
That was the Skype there. We have someone connected on Skype. He was clearing his throat. I don't think he realized he was live on the air. Of course, I didn't either.
Yeah, well, it's your fault, not his.
There you go. Yep, Free Talk Live. It's live radio. You can join us here, and you can Skype in if you'd like at username lrn.fm. Our toll-free number is also available thanks to SACL CAI. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, for those of you just tuning in, at the end of the last hour, we were discussing ridiculous courtroom media restrictions. Now, in a lot of places, probably where you live, if you don't live in New Hampshire, there's probably some pretty serious courtroom media restrictions. I can't say they're all bad, but whenever we get someone calling in to tell us about whatever awful courtroom experience they're having or are about to have, inevitably I will ask some sort of question about, well, what's it take to get a camera in there? Because a lot of times it's really valuable to have a camera in there to show the world what's actually happening in these courtrooms. Because most people have no idea. They just think that courtrooms are filled with bad people. Well, turns out they are, but they're the government guys. Usually the people that are there to attend court are not so bad. Usually they're just average folks who've been caught with an open container or a plant in their pocket or, you know, something like that. Some other non-crime that doesn't actually involve a victim. So it's important, I think, to show the procedures and how things work in court because you just don't learn that stuff going to government school. And in most places you can't. You just can't bring cameras in. There's just not even a process for it, or it's arduously difficult. Here in New Hampshire, we can actually bring cameras in, but they still try to impose as much restriction as they possibly can because it's
they
all
hate
about
openness. Yeah. They hate transparency. Look at Barack Obama. He ran on the plank of transparency. He gets into office. He's prosecuted more whistleblowers than any other president yet. I mean, the fact is that power hates the light of day.
Yeah, let's go to the phones here, and we'll continue some audio of this insane dealing we had with this judge yesterday in court as Rich Paul was sentenced to a year in jail for selling cannabis. He was facing 100 years in prison, so it could have been a lot worse. Pizza Guy is with us, listening in Fargo, North Dakota.
So it's true. It's just a year. That's it. So he'll be out, and he'll be free.
Hopefully he'll be out within about 7 months if all goes as planned.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw the Facebook update on Facebook, and I wasn't sure if I could trust my eyes because I'm a little trashed right now. It's my day off. And I am
okay.
Just,
thank goodness. I would hate to think you're out there driving
so
like that.
I'm so happy. I called in when I heard, when I caught up with on the podcast where he was talking about what he was going to do. I called you guys on the day. It turned out it was the day he was found guilty, and it just broke my heart. And I'm so relieved. 7 months. I mean, come on. That's not so bad.
No, it's not.
It could be worse.
It's not so bad, and especially considering there was, you know, the LSD charge, which normally is, you know, really serious in comparison to cannabis.
How much time has already been served?
About almost 2 months, not quite, but maybe about halfway to towards 2 months.
He'll be home for Christmas. He'll be home for Christmas. Huh?
Maybe. We're still not sure as to the exact release date. Usually you don't get that until about a month out from when your release date's going to be. But estimate probably sometime around the end of the year we'll be able to see our friend Rich in the flesh, which will be nice. So, yes, it could have been a lot worse. But it's still not great because, you know, the very same day that we were in this court hearing for Rich for the sentencing, the very same day was the day after Vermont Vermont governor, Pete Shulgin or whatever his name is, the Vermont guy, signed a bill that was an almost total decriminalization. I mean, up to an ounce, that's a pretty good decrim bill of marijuana. So, I mean, we're seeing so many wonderful, I guess, advancements in the on the front of legalization slash decriminalization of this plant. It's just a shame that, you know, this is one of the final attacks against the dealers of this, hopefully, that we'll see happen. Hopefully we'll see some advancements in decrim here in New Hampshire sooner rather than later, but we've got to get more people here. I mean, we need more activists in New Hampshire. We need more liberty-loving people doing the work that's necessary to reform the system, because, you know, as much as the anarchists might like it to be the case, the guards at the jail aren't going to walk off the job, and the police aren't going to stop enforcing these laws. The system is going to have to be changed.
Definitely. Well,
anything
I'll
else
be,
you want to share?
Yeah, well, I'm going to be there. I signed the mortgage with the government for the cat house. So, you know how it works anyway. I'm probably going to leave in about 5 years. So,
right on. Classic. Well, we'll look forward. Forward to seeing you at that time, and thanks, Pizza Guy, for the call. If you want to see, by the way, the video from Rich Paul's hearing yesterday, it's all up at freekeen.com, and I did just link it over at the Free Talk Live Facebook and Twitter, so you can watch that. There's two videos, actually. There's the full one, the full 90-minute-long uninterrupted hearing, and there's about a 20-minute one where it's just Rich Paul speaking. It's just his perspective. It was very emotional and very moving.
If you want to get to the Facebook page or the Twitter page, there's easy ways to do it. We've made it easy. It's facebook.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Twitter.freetalklive.com.
That's simple. So let's go to Chris. He's in Fort Worth, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, I just got a short comment about the taking recorders into the courtrooms.
Yes, sir.
I don't know. Maybe it's a lot worse across the nation, but I know here in Fort Worth, I've done it many times. It's easy. I mean, I've had to run them through the metal detectors. You know, They see what they are. I've even been into the federal court with one, and one of the police officers or whatever you call them that are sitting there working the metal detector.
Yep, court security.
She thought it was an MP3 player.
Now, you're talking about an audio recording device.
That's what she thought my recorder was, yeah.
So so you have recordings of your court interactions?
Oh, yeah. If you go, I have a YouTube channel with plenty of recordings from in court on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know.
Now, is this
okay,
the same Chris that calls with a lot of legal theories? Okay, great. I didn't realize you were recording your incidents. So what's your YouTube channel? I'd love to send some people over that way and see what you've got going on.
You can look it up under the rule of law.
Under the rule of law?
Yes.
Is that the name of the channel?
I just changed it when they gave you the option to change your name.
Mm-hmm.
So it may still be showing up under Chris 13174.
Okay.
But if not, it's under the rule of law.
Oh, I'll tell you what. Well, why don't you post that on our Facebook page, and that way other listeners can go and check it out if you get a chance. Chris, appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855 450 free. Hey, if you can get a recording device in, then I say go for it. I mean, the more of this footage that we can get of people trying different things in court, the better off everybody will be, and we can learn from that.
And the fact is that people react differently when they're being recorded. So you're going to likely see a kinder, gentler court if you're recording too, because they don't want to, you know, show their nastier sides when they're, you know, being recorded.
And an audio recording device is good. It's better than nothing. But the best is video. The best is video with good audio. So if you can get a video camera in there and you can get an audio track that sounds decent as well, that's going to be what people are really going to want to take a look at. I'm not downing Chris because he only got audio in there, but if you can do what it takes, even if it's jumping through a court hoop, it's worth it to get video, because, again, they always want to control you. They always want to tell you, you know, where to put the camera and you know, what rules surround operating it. You can't point it at the jury. And there's always these rules that surround it. But ultimately, if you can get a record, your own record of what actually transpires, I think that's incredibly valuable. So that's what we were that's what I was doing yesterday at the court hearing for Rich Paul, where the man in the robe threatened right out the gate as soon as he took the seat in the court. He threatened the entire audience, said that anybody caught recording the sides me would be would not necessarily be arrested, but would have their device taken from them. And we're going to continue the audio because we've only barely scratched the surface, but it's a couple minutes long and a few minutes long. And in this audio, it gets even more ridiculous. He starts out by just telling everybody, if I catch you with something, we're going to take it from you. Well, then a couple of the activists speak up and talk to the judge about what he's saying, and things get more interesting. We'll share that with you here in moments. And also, you can bring up what you would like at 855-453. That would be the SACL CAI toll-free line, and this is the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
As many as 7.5 million Americans have psoriasis, and many of them suffer in silence, hiding their itching, flaking, and discomfort. If you're living with psoriasis, your new life begins now when you call for a risk-free trial of Seroderm. Seroderm provides fast topical relief of skin psoriasis. Seroderm helps to stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by your psoriasis, even if you've tried everything else, even if you've suffered for years. Imagine living without discomfort and embarrassment, and without wearing long clothes to hide your psoriasis. We're so confident you'll love your skin after using Seroderm that we're offering it risk-free. But you have to call now.
Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405. Try Seroderm risk-free. Just call 1-800-994-9405. That's 1-800-994-9405.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We'll be right back.
Talk Live. Take control toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. More audio coming up. Ridiculous in court audio between activists and a judge who is attempting to control people's media devices, their cell phones. We'll get back into that here in a few moments. We'll take your calls about anything, though. And by the way, we've got Skype, too. We've actually got one call on hold there, but you can still call and get on hold there as well if you'd like. It's at lrn.fm. That is our Skype username. Again, lrn.fm. And don't forget, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can listen in online 24/7. We've got live streams there. The latest episode of the show is always airing on our streams at listen.freetalklive.com. We've got over 115 great radio stations coast to coast that air the show at various different times. We're on XM. We're also available on free-to-air satellite, which allows you to listen for free every month via, there's no monthly subscription. You just have to buy the equipment, and that's it. Via free-to-air, which is KU band. It's available across Central America as well as North America, and Bitcoin is bringing that to you. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more. Plus, there's our webcam and the listen lines. You can call any phone that can dial long distance and listen to us that way. So go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more.
Diminished prostate health has a lot of effects. It means more trips to the bathroom. It means more times getting up in the middle of the night. It means those trips to the bathroom can take a lot longer than they used to. A healthy prostate can be provided by PT9 from Chamonix. It has six natural ingredients shown in clinical studies to increase prostate health, and it'll give you all the advantages of a healthy prostate. PT9 has ingredients shown to boost your testosterone levels, too. It's all in one pill, prostate and testosterone help. So give them a call at 800-543-5833. It's 800-543-5833. PT9 comes with an introductory half-price trial offer and a six-month money-back guarantee. You really can't ask for anything better than that. Go ahead and give them a call, 800-543-5833, 800-543-5833.
Right back to the phones, to the fun. Dale is listening in Wyoming to XM's Extreme Talk. Hey, Dale.
Hi, good evening, guys. How are you doing?
Welcome, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Has anybody mentioned or posted on the site about Max Kaiser's appearance promoting Bitcoin on Alex Jones' radio show on Thursday?
I don't recall seeing it, so...
No, I haven't seen it either.
Okay, well, you know, Max Kaiser is he's a proponent of Bitcoin after
sure
attending
is.
the London conference on it, and he and a guy by the name of Peter Thiel, who's part of Bilderberg, which is why Jones is in England, have a Bitcoin processing company for payments. And he was, you know, Jones is kind of on the fence about it. He'd like to see it work, but he has his doubts. And Max Kaiser just commandeered his program for about 10 minutes and absolutely pounded him about taking Bitcoins for his merchandise and everything on Infowars.com.
That'd be huge.
It was on the Thursday show, and it was 2 hours and 15 minutes in. So if somebody wants to, you know, get the podcast and just scramble down to that point, it's worth it just for the hilarity of listening to Alex Jones completely lose control of his show to Max Kaiser.
Max Kaiser's the kind of guy you might lose control of your show to. Yeah,
very good.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds amusing.
It was really, really funny. And, of course, you guys know why, you know, they had to bust your friend, the pot dealer, as opposed to the heroin dealer, because, of course, we're fighting a war to make sure those poppies get grown, so we do need distribution.
It's true. You can
mean
see
the Afghanistan soldiers.
You
are protecting,
can see pictures of United States. Just
poppy
go
fields.
Go take a look. Look for United States soldiers guarding poppy fields in Afghanistan. You'll see picture after picture of it.
You know, Dale, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, we're good. Thank you, guys.
Thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate it. 855-453. We go to Skype, where Eric Freerock is on the line. Eric.
Hey. How's it going,
calling from
guys?
Ohio. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, just as far as Rich Paul goes, I find it despicable that the people in my hometown would do what they have done to him.
Oh, you're from the Keene area?
Yeah, I'm actually moving on Friday.
Oh, that's exciting. You're moving back, is what you're
yes.
saying.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So I guess it kind of leads in from the last call about Alex Jones. Do you think that people who seem to harp on conspiracy theories almost nonstop seem to muddy the waters when it comes to liberty issues.
Absolutely.
I know a lot of people in the liberty movement. I mean, my news feed off of Facebook is just constantly filled with that type of stuff and not about what we can do to move forward. It's all looking in the past and saying, oh, the government did this. Oh, the government's lying about this. Oop, the government did this. And it seems to take away from what we're trying to do.
Right. I can't really state, you know, any particular conspiracy theory that's out there. The world's full of them. It's not just, you know, Bilderbergers or Truthers or anything like that. I mean, it's all you have to do is listen to talk radio. Rush Limbaugh talk about the conspiracy theories the Democrats have all day long. He'll talk about the Clinton war machine and the whole thing. So conspiracy theories are everywhere, but you know, you can't prove or disprove any one of them, and I think that's really the problem, is you spend all your time trying to get the evidence put out there about this one particular theory, and once you prove it to somebody, they may or may not come to the same conclusion you came to. I can show you the fact of the matter, in news story after news story after news story. If you listen to Free Talk Live, we've got 3 hours of it every night, 7 days a week from 7 to 10, talking about how the government disempowers the individual, how it harms us, how it takes away our ability to make money and make a life for ourselves and makes us dependent on it, how it pits us against each other. This is not a conspiracy theory. It's right out in the light of day.
Yeah, and Eric, I agree with your assessment that people focusing just incessantly on theories about past events and trying to prove it to the world what the real story is, it's a huge time waster. It's a tremendous rabbit hole that people can go down that leads, you know, from one dangerous idea to another even more ridiculous concept, and ultimately becomes, I think, a major factor that leads to people being depressed, despondent about the future, because there's this overarching narrative for most of the conspiracy theories. You know, you take one item at a time and you look at 9/11 or you look at all these other, you know, Oklahoma City, and there's always theories in within that, but there's also this overarching structure, this story, you know, the Bilderbergers and these other individuals, right, who are the world's controllers, and these people are in charge of everything and they want to exterminate 80% of the world's population, and woe is me, doomsday is coming, we're all going to die, they're going to poison you from the fluoride, they're poisoning you from the air, and it's just this big, depressing vision for the future, and that's something I don't want to sign on board with. I see a future that's bright, that's free, that's peaceful, and I think that talking about a future that's otherwise, as though it were, is going to come to reality, I think helps hasten that reality. I think you should talk about the future that you want to see.
Yeah, I think that you kind of hit it on the head, that it just sends you down the rabbit hole, and I think that when it comes to trying to spread the message of liberty and whatnot, that as soon as you start going off the rails down these crazy avenues, that anything you bring up that's legitimate regarding liberty is kind of muddied and completely dismissed.
Right, and if everybody thinks the government is this diabolical evil thing that is so brilliant and so intelligent, that also I think is not accurate, because there's plenty of evidence to show the government's completely unintelligent and slow and stupid. Thanks, Eric, for the call. We'll see you in Keene. More coming up.
Thanks.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition. We do a show that allows you to call in if you would like to bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. We've been focusing on, we did some civil disobedience focus earlier with Adam Kokesh being arrested for smoking a joint out in front of the White House today. I wonder how much mainstream media news coverage that's going to get. Doubt it's going to get much. I'm happy to cover it here because I think that kind of stuff's important. Also, Rich Paul, our friend who was facing 100 years in prison for selling some cannabis, was sentenced yesterday to a year in jail, suspended sentence over his head for 6 years of several years in prison, up to like 15 years in prison, and also probation for 3 years plus some fines. Details plus the full sentencing video is available right now at freekeen.com. You can link to it over on our Facebook page, the Free Talk Live Facebook, or Free Talk Live's Twitter. And you can get that video. Also, there's a video where I cut out, because Rich asked me to last night, cut out just Rich's speech from the sentencing hearing yesterday. So both of those videos are up now at freekeen.com. Another great website for you to visit is the School Sucks Project.
That's right. School Sucks Project is a podcast. It's a call-in show. It's a YouTube channel and a web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. You go to their YouTube channel, you can watch the controversial video, Why Libertarianism is So Dangerous.
Our board operator, by the way, I happened to read that one last night. You didn't know that because you don't do Fridays. But our board operator said he went and checked that video out and loved it. He is a huge fan now of what's going on at School Sucks Project.
SchoolSucksProject.com.
Yeah, good stuff. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I'm in court yesterday. It's the hearing for Rich Paul and his sentencing. But before they even bring Rich in the room, the judge sits down and proceeds to threaten the audience, saying that if anybody is caught using any kind of recording device, that the device will be taken from them. Only me, Ian, was given permission to record, even though I didn't ask for permission. I gave the court notice months ago that I would be recording Rich Paul's trial. I didn't file anything on this particular day in question. But regardless, the judge decides to threaten people, and he says that he's going to take the devices, and we just barely got the audio started, so I'm going to play back some more of it for you here. This is from yesterday.
Suggested that you not use it, because the court rules are very clear, and only Mr. Freeman has permission. If you use it and it's observed, it will be seized. We'll deal with it later. Yes.
Oh, okay, so there's a little bit of a downtime there, and then Pete Ayer from coplock.org speaks up.
Okay, I'm sorry? They're available on the court's website.
Right on the board downstairs,
sir. I don't have access to the court's website because my device was confiscated.
Now, Jason Talley speaks up from Spirit of Arcadia, and he is pointing out something that happened to everybody. Everybody except me had their cell phone taken from them. So how's anyone supposed to visit the court's website, is his point, if they've had their device stolen from them? And this begins an interesting interaction with the judge.
I was going to live tweet this event. I wasn't going to take photos or video, but my device was confiscated. Could I get that?
Okay.
Sorry, the device that was confiscated by your men downstairs, yes, it had a camera. I wasn't intending on using that. I was hopefully going to do a live tweet, but I'm prohibited from doing that.
The judge looks, you can't see his face right now, but if you watch the video at freekeen.com,
befuddled.
He looks absolutely bewildered by this. Like, he does not really, I think he knows what Talley means by tweeting, because he speaks the word tweet back. I mean, he's young enough, this judge, probably in his late 40s, early 50s. He's young enough to know what tweeting is, to comprehend what Talley is saying to him. But he seems to not believe that devices are being confiscated at the door. He pretends as
my
though...
My bailiffs wouldn't take devices from people without my prior authorization.
Right. Well, when I found out they were taking people's cell phones from them, I wanted to find out where the order was. Because up until today, they hadn't been doing that. There was a time where they were taking people's cell phones back in 2011, but at the end of 2011, there was an order issued by the head judge of the Superior Courts allowing people to come into the court with their cell phones, and that they would only be restricted from using them for recording purposes in certain areas. So the idea was you could only use them to record in the courtroom or in a specially designated area in the courthouse. But they were supposed to let people in, and they had been for over a year. And then all of a sudden, for this trial, they're not letting people in with them? Oh, not just everyone. They're restricting it to only the people who are going to the Rich Paul hearing. So it's discriminatory. It's breaking the court's own rules. And the judge seems like he doesn't even know what's going on.
Something around, clearly.
So you're not going to record, you're just going to tweet while proceedings are going on?
Indeed. That was the judge thinking about what he had said. So there he's clarifying, oh, so you're not going to use your phone to record. Okay.
And I think other people would like that opportunity as well.
Absolutely.
If you have your device with you, they've been confiscated.
Okay.
Then I'm not going to delay the proceedings.
What? Yeah, we just gotta move on here. I just can't deal with this. We've got this hearing, and we've got a bunch of hearings. And yes, I hear you saying that you've had your rights taken away from you, your right to record. That's, you know, when they take your cell phone from you, they're taking your right to record. And yes, we hear you've taken your cell phones from you. And, well, it sounded almost like he was going to say yes to Jason Talley, that yes, you can go get your cell phone. Yes, you can bring it back. Yes, you can live tweet. But before he said yes, he just decides, we're just going to move on with the hearing.
And I don't know how to handle this.
Yeah.
I can't chasten my bailiffs here for taking the law in their own hands.
We're here for a sentencing hearing for Mr. Paul. We're going to proceed with a sentencing hearing for Mr. Paul.
But you'll allow it if we get our devices?
That's the last. I'm sorry?
You'll allow it if we get our devices?
Again, I stated my ruling.
Okay, he almost asked another question there. He said, are these... And then he interrupts himself, and then he's back on the path of administrative judge. We're going to make sure this doesn't go any further.
Yeah.
I stated my ruling on this.
The only person who
saw it, advanced permission. I'm not going to have further conversation. We're going to proceed with the fall hearing. If Mr. Freeman sought advanced court permission and he followed the court rules for doing so.
I'm asking about tweeting.
Okay. That's the last interruption I'm going to tolerate from the court. The next person who speaks who is not at a counsel or Mr. Paul is going to be removed from the courtroom.
Mr. Talley, you, sir, are using too much logic. You will not say anything further and make me look like I don't know what I'm doing.
I've made my ruling clear. The rules are available on the court's website. If in the future you want to address in another later proceeding how a device is used, it should be done by motion in advance of the hearing.
Wait a minute. Okay, so he just said that you could just file a motion at a future hearing and we would he'd take the time to address it at a future hearing. I went downstairs to the court lobby after the hearing was over. Mm-hmm. I wanted to, number one, see if there was a new order put in by this judge that was specifically had something to do with what was going on in this particular hearing. No, there was not. So he was only talking about the order that was written over a year ago that's supposed to allow phones back into the building. So there's a real miscommunication going on here. So I filled out a motion and turned it into the court clerk. The motion was basically to have this judge have a hearing so he can understand what happened with these bailiffs. So, you know, we can present the facts of this situation of people having their rights trampled. And the court clerk tells me, you can't file a motion without a case. Well, you got to create a court case or whatever. Well, I happen to have an open case, so I am going to file the motion in that case. But this judge makes it sound like you can just drop a motion on any case.
Drop me a note and I'll take care of this later.
It doesn't work that way. You can't do that. You can't just drop the judge a note. You can't do that. 855-450-FREE. And from what the clerk says, and again, who knows who to believe, but from what the clerk says, you can't file a motion in a case to which you're not a party. So how are you supposed to file a motion in another case if you're not the party in the case? If you're just the oppressed viewers of a so-called public trial. More coming up.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. Scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crazy opportunity to steal a profit from mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Moments remain here, but enough time for your call if you make it now at 855-453. That number is toll-free. It is brought to you by SACL CAI. Again, 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can connect with us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We've been talking about courtroom media restrictions. If you've ever been involved in attempting to bring some kind of recording device into your local courthouse, you know how difficult and how intimidating of a situation it can be. In some cases, you're threatened with arrest. In some cases, they make it very, very difficult. In some cases, you know, they just won't even let you get near the court with any kind of video-looking device. We played some audio, and that audio is up at freekeen.com. It's in the very beginning of the Rich Paul Raw trial video that I just posted today. It's literally starts 20 seconds in from the beginning of that video. Also within that video, you get to see Rich Paul speak about his, you know, prior to being sentenced to a year in jail for selling cannabis. His parents speak. His defense attorney speaks. It's a very interesting video, and a lot of people that are speaking do great jobs and communicate, I think, very effectively some of these ideas of that, hey, it's time to end this insane war on drugs. It's hurt a lot of people. It's not doing any good. You know, you're not going to stop drugs. You're not going to stop marijuana from hitting the streets of Keene, New Hampshire because Rich Paul's in jail, period. And there's a lot more great points that are made there, and you can go to freekeen.com to hear those things. But I was talking about the encounter that we had with this judge where he was basically pretending like he didn't know that, and maybe he really didn't, but he claims he didn't know what his bailiffs were up to when they were confiscating people's cell phones and discriminating and confiscating only the cell phones of the people coming to Rich Paul's hearing.
Yeah, this is flabbergasting,
yeah,
frankly.
And so here's the extra detail to all this. Kyle Jarvis is a local media journalist in town. He works for the newspaper, the Daily Paper, the Keene Sentinel here in Keene. They sent Kyle to this hearing, and he was there on time. So he got to observe all of this as it was transpiring. Now, they took his cell phone from him, but they did allow him in with a laptop. So he did have a laptop on which he was taking notes, as a journalist would do, throughout the trial. So Kyle's observing all this stuff go on in the courtroom. Well, after court is done, after everybody exits the courtroom, I come out in, you know, after I, it takes me a little bit longer because I'm, you know, packing up my tripod. And so I come out and everybody's out in the lobby at this point. Some people are standing kind of out in the lobby. Mm-hmm. Kyle's sitting on one of the benches in the lobby and he's still typing on his laptop. And we're just there for a little while chatting with each other. Some of the people, the activists that were there to support Rich, just chatting for a little while. And I've got my cell phone out and I was trying to like send an update to Twitter or something like that, because I was posting live updates
right
during the trial to the Free Keene Facebook page. So I was trying to post an update to Facebook. And so I'm, you know, fiddling with my phone. Well, back in the back room, the court security agents are watching on the monitors. That's how they knew to come out, because one of them bursts out of one of the doors and he immediately makes a beeline over to where I'm standing. And he stands about 10 to 15 feet away from me and immediately begins verbally, abusing me, essentially accusing me of recording. Hey, you're not supposed to be recording out in the court lobby. If you keep doing that, we're going to take that phone from you and blah, 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 blah. And I turned and I looked at him and I said, you don't know what I'm doing. You have no evidence that I'm recording anything. He also yelled at Kyle. He accused Kyle, who's sitting there just typing on his laptop, and he says, and you are preparing to record, and there should be no recording in this court lobby. And I said to him, you know, I wish I was recording this, because your behavior is absolutely outrageous and ridiculous. You know, again, you don't know what I'm doing. You're 10 feet away from me. You can't see anything. You can't record interviews in the court lobby. What evidence do you have I was interviewing anybody? So the Keene Sentinel reporter, he's never experienced this before.
Right. This would be the point when I'd turn to the Keene Sentinel reporter, because the Keene Sentinel, the Slantinel, has been on the side of the government every single one of these mm-hmm. stories. And, I mean, it's amazing the sort of slathering of essence that flows out of the paper. See? Now you believe us?
I did point that out to him. I said, we deal with this stuff all the time here. And so he's just blown away by what is happening, and he tries to, you know, defend himself. But I'm with the Keene Sentinel, and I'm a reporter.
Right. The best thing he can come up with is he's with the Sentinel. Look, man, anybody with a blog is a reporter now. Yeah. Why in the world would these bailiffs treat one better than the other? Now, I agree with him. That's the best thing to say, because the fact is the bailiffs will give you more of a leeway.
Not in this case. He was sitting too close to us. I mean, had he been sitting, like, over on the other side of the room, he probably would have been all right. But I think they jumped to the conclusion that he was one of us, and so they treated him that way. And even though he said these things to them, they didn't care. They don't listen. He bewilderedly asks them, are you saying I can't even do a text interview? I can't even take notes and talk to somebody in this courthouse? And that's what they told him. They told him, you need to get outside. And he said, well, it's raining outside. And they didn't care. Just the rudeness of these men, it was just unbelievable. I mean, I've encountered this before, so I'm kind of used to it from them, but this reporter did not know. I mean, he was just blown away by this, and we talked afterwards, and he said the editors at the paper were none too happy when he came back with that report. So we'll see if anything transpires as far as the paper bringing some sort of an action or whatever. As I said, I'm going to file a motion in my Robin Hooding case, where we're facing a civil case for rescuing people from parking meters, as we've discussed previously. I do intend to file a motion to ask for a hearing where I can tell this judge how these men are behaving, because they didn't do that in front of the judge, by the way. They didn't behave that way in front of the judge. They did that outside in the court lobby. That's where they threatened us over what they believed was recording, but had absolutely no evidence of it. So they didn't end up taking my phone. They ended up, you know, going away at that point, because everybody was standing there kind of defending against their verbal assault. But this is the stuff people deal with, man. And that's scary for people. For me, it's not. It's, you know, dealing with these a-hole bailiffs is something I'm used to. But for somebody who's never encountered a situation like that, these men will put you in handcuffs. They will take you out of there, and you know, that's what they did to Jason Talley over a year ago.
Yep, they drug him out by his handcuffs, as a matter of fact.
That's right, for having a video camera.
For having a camera. I mean, it's amazing.
So, I mean, I just want people to know what goes on out there. If you don't spend
this
time in
just
courts.
Courtrooms, though. I mean, this is the fact is that law enforcement across this nation freak out when you pull out cameras.
Yeah.
Not every one of them. I wouldn't make that claim. But a lot of them, I mean, there's go to photographyisnotacrime.com.
Yeah.
No, look, I know you don't believe me. Go to photographyisnotacrime.com and look and watch what your law enforcement officers do when a camera comes out. I mean, I wouldn't expect this from hardened criminals. And they just, I just don't understand. How can public servants standing on public land being paid with public money possibly claim a right to privacy?
It's the rule of men, as you have pointed out previously. I mean, these guys will do whatever they want. It doesn't matter what the Constitution says. They'll do whatever they want, and they'll get away with it until somebody in the system, some judge, decides to make the right ruling, which very rarely happens.
But the judicial system, the legal system, doesn't want to rule against the legal system. The legal system knows that it is fed by law enforcement officers. It doesn't rule against them. These organizations get bigger and more powerful by working with each other, not against each other.
Yep, exactly. So that's my story from being in court yesterday. It's absolutely ridiculous how they were behaving, and I wish I had audio of that a-hole court bailiff coming out and yelling at us. But unfortunately, unlike he believed, I was not recording at that time. And one other thing I wanted to point out, and this is other good news: the Palmer case, where I was arrested for recording video in Town Hall in Palmer, Massachusetts, was arrested, put in jail for that.
Right, a reporter recording video in a town hall.
A public place, right?
Arrested.
Was arrested. The case has been settled. It never went to trial. The charges were dropped with prejudice. They were dismissed with prejudice, meaning the state may not bring those charges back against me. And, or I guess the Commonwealth, as they call it in Massachusetts, because that's where I was at the time. But also,
the public's certainly getting well. The people calling themselves the common are certainly getting wealthy off the public.
It was settled for $5,000, which may be a first for Free State Project participants. There have been a lot of court cases up here in the last several years, various different instances of civil disobedience and
civil and criminal
and various different things. And some of them have been successful. Some of them have not. But ultimately, none of them that I can recall, and I've asked on the Free State Project Facebook page for this, I don't think anybody's ever gotten a settlement out of the state before. Now, to be fair, this wasn't a New Hampshire court. It was in Massachusetts, but I am a Free State Project participant, so I'm only counting Free State Project participants getting legal settlements in criminal cases. I think this may be a first, Mark.
Congratulations. I'm so glad to hear it.
The details are up there, and it's thanks to the Massachusetts Civil Liberties Union. They did a killer job with this case, although the state didn't have much of a case in the first place. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com.
enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.